I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Welcome to another NS9 post-game show powered by Primanti Brothers. I'm your host, Cody Coleman, and I don't have good news. The Pirates lose to the Mets 9-1 in a rough one, a frustrating one, as all the losses have been so far. The Pirates just couldn't get the bats going. And then, you know, you have a decent start from Falter that just didn't get any help. But let's start with the offense. Let's talk offense first. I'm going to move my chair, actually, because it lowered. I feel like I'm on the ground. There we go. So let's start with the offense, because that was the glaring issue. It has been the glaring issue so far in these woes that we found ourselves in. Through the first 4 innings, the Pirates were able to find themselves on base with the leadoff batter. That was positive, right? But then they get on base, and then nobody's able to score. Nobody's able to hit anybody in. I forget. I think Jim said it in our group chat that it's been several games. Maybe he said it on Twitter. But it's been several games without an extra base hit from this team. And, you know, the Billy Beane theory of, you know, he gets on base is great until nobody gets home. Nobody scores runs. So that was rough. You saw O'Neill Cruz get a couple hard hits today. I think, did he go 2 for 3 possibly? He had an infield hit. I know that. Cruz goes 2 for 4 today with a strikeout. The strikeouts for him have been frustrating, especially for me. He's on my fantasy team. But we're also fans of the Pirates, right? And fans of O'Neill Cruz. And I have a lot of my friends being like, oh, and O'Neal Cruz has that dog in him. Well, I haven't seen it. I think that puppy is fast asleep inside of O'Neal Cruz right now. I just don't see it with him recently. You know, comparing is, this is harsh, but I compare him to a guy like Henry Davis, who's also struggling. But Henry Davis, you can see he like in his face and his demeanor, he really cares that he's bad, you know? And I watch O'Neal Cruz and I'm like, dude, what do you even want to be here? Like, to me, his body language looks like, I just want to get out of here. I want to go home. But that's the harshest thing I think I'm going to say today, is that that's what I see in O'Neal Cruz. Now, today he did, it seemed like he got injured and they had no one to come in and replace him because of Ke'Bryan Hayes being hurt or having a sore back, whatever. And that sucks. And you saw it with him in the field. You saw it with him running the bases, you know, and I had to watch the SNY broadcast today. And I think it was Keith Hernandez that pointed it out that on his second hit, he kind of jogged to first base because he just couldn't do it. He was hurt. So likely we'll see somebody come up soon to maybe give some help in the infield, because that has been our lowest, what's the word I'm looking for? We haven't had the most depth there this year. We have more depth in the outfield, which is fine, which was needed. But now you have guys like Ke'Bryan Hayes, who's your gold glover, who is out with a sore back that you hope to have back in the lineup tomorrow against Boston. But then you have guys like Cruz, who are like, you know, he gets hurt, might have had to take a day off today, honestly, with how he's been playing. But then you can't because of these little injuries. I'm sorry I haven't been getting to the comments, my friends, but I see here, Sean, I agree, Cody, but it's everybody's body language, but Cruz does look like someone who can't wait to get the hell out of Pittsburgh and play somewhere else like a big market. I mean, that's the broader scope of what I'm saying, but personally, the way I looked at it was, I just want to go back to Pittsburgh. I don't want to play in New York right now, but Sean, that's fair to say. That is very fair to say. He does play like a guy like that right now. And hopefully it changes. I mean, and the only way it does change is if a guy like him is like, hey, this is where I'm at in the moment, and I need to play better. So that's all I got to say about Cruz today. I feel like I went in on him. But other than that, I mean, Davis didn't get a hit again, but he did score a run. I forget how he got on base with the catcher's interference early in the game. I think it was the second or third inning. And then Reynolds hit him in. I mean, if you watch the game, that catcher's interference was insane. Alvarez had his glove like over the plate. Like, I don't know who teaches that, but that was just an instance of this game. I was like, what? Jim Cruz is going to block me so hard. You know what? If he's on social media, maybe he should get off it anyway, you know? But anyway, the offense, I can't say it enough. They've just been bad. And I know a lot of talk is that that's because of the coaching staff, because of Andy Haynes. You know, a few months ago, we had Fort on one of our shows, and he was like, Andy Haynes is a great baseball mind, this, that, and the other. All those things can be true that Fort has said about Andy Haynes, but it just doesn't translate for this team, obviously. And maybe it's time for some of these guys to give a call to John Nunley, like Ke'Bryan Hayes does. But yeah, the bats need to wake up, and they need to wake up fast. But let's move on to the pitching today. Bailey Falter started. He gave another great start, honestly. I mean, he gives up the home run to Starling Marte. It's a two-run home run, but those are the only runs he gave up today, only home run he gave up today. He only gave up four hits, and he had four strikeouts through five innings. I mean, you can't ask much more, and it just goes back to what we've been saying, is this offense needs to wake up. They need to help these guys. Like last night with Jones, I was at that game. It was jarring to see Jones come out and Ortiz come in, because I was expecting Jones to at least get to the seventh inning. But you have situations like that, where you're taking these guys out and you feel comfortable because you're supposed to, right? This offense is supposed to be able to complement the pitching, the young pitching staff that is going to need help eventually. So Jim says, Hayes, Tellez, Davis combined for one home run so far this year in like 200 plate appearances. That's not acceptable. And I agree. This team, you know, I'm not going to say they're built for power, but they got to have a little bit, right? You gotta score runs. The name of the game is scoring runs. You got to get people across the plate. And it just doesn't happen. But Falter, again, had a great start. And then Hunter Stratton comes in. He's a guy who's been pretty good. But he gives up four runs and only on three hits as well. That was just rough. Like, that's when I started to zone out of this game, honestly. I was like, geez, like, we're not even going to keep it close. Then Bednar comes in. He gives up three runs. He got the bases loaded there at the end. Yeah, that was just frustrating. And I was already getting ready for the show. And I was like, I know what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about just how bad this team's looked. The only thing that I can say is that we've only played 19 games. We're only 19 games into the season, and things can always get better. We still have a winning record. We're still about 500. Bridge of October says, no instant offense on this team right now until they can hit bombs. I agree. Jim says, I want to see Nicky G do it for at least a month, but I'm getting close to clamoring for him. And that's something that I was thinking about during this game too, Jim. You know, I keep seeing things on my timeline, on my Twitter timeline. Nicky G's looking good in AAA. And then you have a situation like today where you don't have the infield depth for Cruz to come out since he was hurt. And you have Key on the bench. So it's like, when's the time to try and bring him up? I know you're saying give him a month of that. Like, let's see it for a while and then bring him up. But right now, I think we just need the depth. And that's what this team was built for. We talked about it this offseason, is they brought in depth, or at least I talked about it. But they brought in depth, and I feel like that's in all aspects. They brought in depth with pitching. They brought in depth with the bullpen, or didn't bring in depth with the bullpen, but the bullpen is good. I mean, they brought in Chapman, but that was about it. And then offensively, you brought in the depth for the outfield. And we need to adjust, or they need to adjust. And I think they will. I think they know that they're built for it. And it's really just a matter of going out there day after day and figuring it out and getting runners across the plate.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Sean says Henry doesn't even look like a quad A guy, and I'd have to agree. He's just not looking great. Ryan, who was supposed to be on the show, but he could not. He had other obligations. He said, I know a couple guys can go on slumps from time to time, but a whole lineup slumping, their whole approach stinks. And that goes back to what I was saying about Andy Haynes. Like, he may be able to like teach you a great swing and all that, but day in and day out, like things change, and it just doesn't seem like he knows how to help these guys mentally. He may be able to coach you on how to swing a bat and get your barrel through the zone and, you know, all this stuff. But if he can't help you on the day-to-day, on the mental, then what is he really doing? And I know last season we had this conversation about, like, what is Andy Haynes' job? Like, what is Shelton's job, you know? And I fell on – and this was the conversation I had with Neil. And it's just like the teaching can't stop at the major leagues. You have to keep learning at the major league level, especially with a team this young. It just doesn't seem like they're being taught anymore. It seems like they're being thrown into the deep end, and they're like, hey, you got here. You should know how to do this. But that's just not the case. Like, you have young players like Henry Davis, like O'Neill Cruz, like even Jack Sawinski, almost all these guys, they're just too young to just be able to figure it out. Like, they just need somebody to be there and be like, hey, this is how you do it. And I know, like, Kutch is a veteran presence, but Kutch got to worry about his own game too. And I think that's what he's done these last couple of days. He's gotten his own game under control. He's getting on base. He had his 300th home run. That might have been help from DiNardo calling him out. But, you know, I think this team just needs to figure out how to hit the ball. They got to hit the ball. And then if they hit the ball, then you don't got to worry about the pitching as much. But I don't know. Bucko Mike, he says, the Pirates are 11-5 when I'm not here, when I'm not doing post-game. They still have losses, right? They're going to win some. They're going to lose some. That's how it goes. Mark Lancaster said, Jack, the worst fastball hitter in the game. And that was, I tweeted this out. This doesn't have to do with his offense, but that home run by Starling Marte, you know, it was a deep ball, but it was catchable. Like, and I said, Michael A. Taylor catches that ball. I think that's exactly why you get Michael A. Taylor to be on this team. Understandably, he hasn't been great at the plate, so you don't want to play him all the time. He is just a platoon guy. He's a depth guy. Sawinski is the starter on this team. But when you know there's a guy with the athletic prowess like Michael A. Taylor sitting on the bench, you're like, he could have caught that. But that's where I'll leave that. Matt with a good question here. He said, where's Leover Peguero? That was a question I had at the beginning of this season, is where is Leover Peguero? Why is Alika Williams up here? Why is Triolo up here? We know why Triolo was up here. He has the defense. He figured out the hitting a little bit. Alika Williams, on the other hand, it was like what's he doing here? But that's another guy I want to bring up, is Alika Williams. His offense recently has been fine. It's been serviceable. You know, he goes 1-for-3 today. It was a nice hit right up the middle. He's batting .318. OPS is .830. Like, you can't really argue with that. He's performing. But Leover Peguero is a guy that a lot of us thought was like going to be the backup guy or the starting second baseman for this team. And then that just didn't pan out. And the excuses given were, oh, they want to give him every day at bats. You can't have him platooning, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know, that's Major League Baseball sometimes, is platooning and learning while you're here. And I feel like we've talked about that. So Rich says, Yinzer sure stacking up those Permane sandwiches. Yeah, we are. We're waiting. We're waiting to give them away for free. Bucko Banter said, Shelton likes playing matchups, but maybe some lineup consistency helps with slumping team at the moment. That was something that I know I was really big on last year, was we need consistency. I feel like it's a little too early to be like, hey, consistency needs to be here. I think I like what he's doing with playing the matchups right now. But you have a point with, you know, they're slumping. Let's have some routine here. Let's not play the matchup. Let's have these guys, you know, bat in the same order get it, just get, let them get used to the rhythm of the game, and then we can go back to the matchups. Bridge to Booktober, yeah, Jack did. Taylor ain't catching that either. He probably pulls up because he's getting close to the left field. I don't know, man. Michael A. Taylor's got the glove, and I think he would have went for that ball. You know, he doesn't have to worry about the being an everyday guy. He may put his body on the line to make that catch, and it was a catchable ball. So I think Michael A. Taylor's faster. He's a better fielder. He's absolutely a better fielder than Jack Swinski in center field. But that's just my unprofessional opinion. Sean Hooper says, we are never winning a World Series in my lifetime. I had somebody say that on the TikTok I've been put out today. And it, you know, I hate saying that, because like my go-to reply to that is, with that attitude, you're right. We're not. But if you get behind this team, like I think we did it here at the beginning of the season, get behind this team, they start winning. And if you stay behind the team, especially now, like when it looks like they're trying to win, right? They're trying to win. They're putting out lineups that should be winning. It's really just a game of patience right now. And it sucks because this team has been bad for so long. But we have the keys. It's just a matter of unlocking the potential this team has. What Bart news was there? Did I miss Bart news, Jim? What happened there? Don't tell me my boy Joey Bart is hurt. But anyway, I think we're going to get out of here. Oh, scroll up. Somebody said something about Bart. Shelton said Joey Bart was hit in the head by a home run ball during batting practice while catching in the bullpen. It happened a few days ago. Are we serious? Like, what? That's frustrating. But anyway. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. I think I was here by myself for long enough. You guys are tired of hearing me yap. I've said all I had to say about this terrible game today. But, hey, we're all here together. This is our therapy session. We love it. We love doing it every night, every day after a game. So thank you guys for watching, and we will catch you later. Sorry, no free sandwiches, but maybe tomorrow. Maybe we beat the Red Sox tomorrow. We'll see. But thank you guys, and we'll see you later.
Hey, you all. Thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can, and we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you, and let's go Bucks.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, They'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.